Josh here from 107.3, talking to Shane Claiborne, all the way from America. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning. Yeah, it's, you know, nighttime over here, so I have so much energy, and you're just getting going.
Just still waking up. Mate, Shane, would you do all of my listeners a favor and just quickly introduce yourself? Who you are, where you're from, and what you're doing, and why on earth you might be on the radio show?
Yeah, I'm from the deep south here in the U.S., which is pretty different from the concrete jungle of North Philly. I grew up in the hills and really around people that sort of look like me and thought like me, and that's why I got a little bit of a twang in my accent, you know, but. I went to college up outside of Philadelphia, and then while I was in college, I ended up really encountering the struggle of homelessness that so many of our brothers and sisters face, and I got involved with a group of poor and homeless families, mostly moms and kids, that were living in an abandoned Catholic cathedral. And this is in 1995 that we got involved in that, and I mean, it just shattered our world, opened up our eyes to the scriptures and to the struggle of so many folks here, and that was the catalyst that really sparked a lot in us, and we started reading the Bible and the book of Acts, where it says all the believers were together and shared all their possessions in common, and there were no needy persons among them. So we really caught this vision for ending poverty and for walking alongside those who are really suffering in the world, and moved into North Philly 10 years ago and started a little community called The Simple Way. So we've been at it ever since, kind of holding on for the ride.
And how's it going today?
Well, today, you know, it's funny because when we started this, we didn't know what we were getting into, and we've really seen some incredible stuff happen over the years and little communities that are getting started everywhere, you know, on this side of the world and on that one, and folks that are rethinking what it means to be Christian in the world today, and thinking of Christianity not just as something we believe, but as something that we live and something that we try to embody. And so we've been starting a lot of little communities and coming alongside those as they get going, folks that are rethinking their lives as trying to live in hospitality and in intentional community. So that's going on. And I think what's cool is that as we study church history, we sort of get a sense that this is something that seems to happen over and over. Our Christianity gets sort of muddled and infected by the culture of materialism and militarism and all of the stuff of this world. And so people go to the margins, and they go to the desert, to the you know, inner city, to the abandoned spaces in the world, and rethink what it means to be Christian. And I think we're in the middle of one of those times again.
In Australia, Shane, there's a lot of little homeless programs, you know, feeding the homeless on Mondays and Wednesdays, and you know, there's the sheep kitchens and all of those kind of you know, the things that I'm sure you're familiar with in America. How does The Simple Way differentiate from, you know, just your soup kitchen or feeding the homeless on a Monday and a Wednesday?
Right on. And, you know, I think that those are incredible missions that we need out there. And for a lot of people, that's where they first have life-transforming relationships and experiences, when you have these maybe short-term encounters or these experiences where you're able to kind of dip into things. But I think what we began to really sense was that this gospel that we talk about and that we read is not just about compartmentalized charity or distant acts of philanthropy, but it's about radical reconciliation across class and ethnicity, and in the scripture we have this vision of Jesus, that of relationship and caring for the least of these. So he says, when I was in prison, you visited me. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was a stranger, you welcomed me in. And all of those are personal encounters. You know, it's not simply when I was naked, you gave money to the Salvation Army and they clothed me. You know, so what we're really trying to do is enter into relationship with folks that are hurting. And so a lot of our works of mercy and hospitality and all those things are done out of our homes, out of our living rooms and dinner tables. So we have a lot of little hospitality houses where people know that they can come and find someone to talk to, or find a warm bowl of soup, or something that they need, in new pair of shoes or something like that. So just 15 minutes ago, I was at our house, and about 50 families come by, and they're able to get food, but they also have someone that invites them into their home and are able to have a conversation with and get to know each other's name and really see what lies at the root of so much of the poverty in our world. And I think the deepest poverty is not just material stuff, but it's a poverty of relationships and community. So we're trying to build that.
I believe that's so true, not only in Philadelphia, but worldwide, Shane. You're doing a great thing there, mate. You've got the book, The Irresistible Revolution. You've also written a new one, Jesus for President. Big fan of both of those. But you're also speaking on the Gold Coast, and it's actually on the 10th and the 11th of January, right?
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm going to be out there and coming with one of my community mates here, so it's going to be a great time.
Cool, man. Well, we're really looking forward to having you here. And if you don't mind hanging out with us all week, well, I've got a couple more questions for you. I'll give you the big ones.
Can't wait.
Shane Claiborne from Many Things, The Simple Way, Irresistible Revolution, of course, the Radical Difference Conference this weekend.